Easter is one of my favorite celebrations of the year because I believe it's a time or an opportunity to sit and reflect on Christ's love for us. That a man will lay down his life is just mind-blowing because I don't think I would want to lay down my life for anybody else. I don't know. Maybe when it's... I hope I never have to even make that decision. And if I had to, I don't know if I'll be willing to lay down my life for someone else. Especially not when the people I'll be laying down my life for are people that would not even cherish what's being offered to them. People that will fail to acknowledge the act of love that is being rendered to them. I don't know if I'll be willing to do that. But then Christ willingly gave out his life for us. He was humiliated. In fact, he went through a lot on the cross, to the extent that he even had to cry, my God, why have you forsaken me?" That shows the height of the pain he went through just to pay the price for us so that our sins can be forgiven and we can boldly walk into the throne room of grace. I don't think there's any other love that surpasses this. In the light of the Easter celebration, I would want to wish everyone a happy Easter. And I pray that the blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary for us, the price that was paid for our lives, will not be vain. And because it's Easter, on today's episode of the podcast, we'll be taking a look at some of the benefits of the blood. There is power in the blood. And I don't know, maybe we just fail to realize it. There's a lot of power in the blood, and most times we fail to enact that power to work for our favor. I don't know, maybe it's because we don't know the benefits in the blood, or we just know it, but we fail to enact the blood. We fail to use the blood. And I hope that by sharing some of the benefits of the blood, we are awakened to start using the blood, because there is power in the blood. And it will be such a shame to let all that power that God has given us, all that access, all the benefits that God has given us by the blood go to waste. If this is your first time listening, this is Conversations with Dasa, a faith and lifestyle podcast where we discuss issues that as young people will go through to help us become the best God has ordained for us to be. Do enjoy this episode. Welcome back. So like I said before, today we're taking a look at some of the benefits of the blood. There are lots of benefits in the blood of Jesus for God's children. I'll be taking a look at just a few of them on today's episode. And I'm starting with the very first one, which I feel is the ultimate of them all. That's from my own perspective though. Is the ultimate of them all, which is redemption from sin. Let's take a look at Ephesians 1 verse 7. It sheds more light into the redemption of sin by the blood. So in him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of his grace. Because Christ shed blood, God is able to forgive us of our sins because he took our punishment. This is a very deep one, and this one verse summarizes everything. Let's take a little journey back into the Old Testament, where back then, when the children of God would sin, they would have to slaughter animals and the blood of the animals used for the atonement of their sin. I believe back then one of the criteria for you to become a priest is that you must know how to slaughter an animal. You must know how to cut the head of a bull, you know? Not like now that some of us can't even slaughter a chicken. I'm not attacking anybody, please. That's just that about that. So they had to slaughter animals and the blood used for the atonement of their sins. But then Christ came and he paid the ultimate price with his blood. His blood brought redemption. He redeemed us by his blood. And what does it mean to redeem? I checked the meaning of redeem, and it means to gain or regain possession of something in exchange for payment. So a transaction took place. He transacted with his blood for our lives. He bought us out of sin. He had to pay the price with his blood to buy us out of sin so that we can be called children of God. So when we sin, his blood is speaking forgiveness for us. And unlike in the Old Testament, where as soon as you commit an offense, you're struck down and killed, his blood is speaking mercy for us. But this does not mean that we should take the blood for granted and continue to live in sin, because you know that as soon as you ask for forgiveness, God is going to forgive you because the price has been paid. You hear some people say that, oh, I'm going to do this, but I'll ask for forgiveness and God will forgive me. Yes, he will forgive you. But then, what if you're not able to ask for forgiveness before you draw your last breath? Think about this. By the blood, our sins are forgiven. Though our sins be red as scarlet, is able to make us as white as snow. That's one of the benefits of the blood of Jesus. And this brings me to the next benefit of the blood of Jesus, which is one of my favorite benefits of the blood of Jesus. The blood gave us access into the presence of God. In the Old Testament, there was a place in the temple called the Holies of Holies, and that was where the presence of God dwelt. And only the high priest had the opportunity to enter that place, and it was once a year. And before the high priest would enter the tabernacle, he had to do a lot of things. He had to bathe, he had to put on a new garment, he had to offer sacrifice for his sin and also that of his family, burn incense and a lot of things before he could enter the Holy of Holies. They also had to tie a rope to his feet so that in case anything happened to him, they could drag him out, because absolutely nobody was allowed to enter the Holies of Holies where the presence of God was. But thanks to the blood of Christ, thanks to God paying the ultimate price for our sins, God coming to die for us, for the blood of Jesus, now we have the presence of God. We carry the presence of God wherever we go by the Holy Spirit. The presence of God is with us every day and everywhere. As long as you're a child of God, you have the presence of God with you. You do not have to go through the process, the long process the high priest had to go through to enter the presence of God. Because of the blood, we have access to God. And when Jesus cried, "It is finished," on the cross, and he died, the veil was torn into two. The veil that separated us was torn into two, signifying access. Access to God. Access to the presence of God. Isn't this amazing? The blood of Jesus is just wonderful. Another benefit of the blood is that the blood brings protection. We are protected by the blood of Jesus. Remember the Egyptians and the Israelites when the angel of death was visiting Egypt to take away the first male children of the Egyptians. And God instructed the Israelites to mark their doorposts with the blood of an animal. And the life of their children, their male children, were spared. Now, we don't even have to mark our doorposts or mark ourselves with the blood of animals. We have been marked by the blood of Jesus. And by the blood, we are protected. The next benefit of the blood is that the blood brings healing. The Bible in Isaiah 53 verse 5 says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Emphasis on the last line. We are healed. Not we will be healed. We are healed. So that means in the blood of Christ, we have already been healed. So we have to lay hold of this promise of healing by faith. Another benefit of the blood is that the blood speaks. The blood is speaking for us. Hebrews 12:22-24 says, "But you have come to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel." The blood is speaking for us. Sometimes we do some certain things, or some people do some certain things, and you're like, hey, how did this person get away with this thing that the person has done? People do things. We all do things. We break the commandments now and then, every now and then. But the blood is speaking mercy for us. The blood is speaking for us. Where the enemy is speaking things that are contrary, the blood is speaking for us. When the enemy speaks curses, the blood speaks blessings. The blood speaks peace. It says, "Peace be still." The blood is speaking, pleading on our behalf, mediating for us. The blood speaks. And the last benefit I'll be talking about is that the blood of Jesus brings peace. Because of the blood of Jesus, we have perfect peace. And the Bible says, "Christ has made peace for all with God by his blood." That is why even when we walk through the storms of life and the challenges, we still experience this in-depth feeling of peace in the midst of the storm, because his blood has given us peace. These aren't the only benefits of the blood. There are lots of benefits in the blood of Jesus. The blood is powerful. But sometimes as believers, we take for granted the blood. And we're so complacent that we leave the power of the blood dormant. So I just gave out those few points to bring our mind that there is power in the blood. And we have to enact this power in our daily lives by faith. And we overcame by the blood and by the words of our testimonies. This is where we draw the curtains in today's episode of Conversations with Dasa. Thank you for always doing this with me. Enjoy the rest of your day and happy Easter. And I pray that the blood that was shed for your life would not be vain.